We're clearing this camp. Everybody that's in here is trespassing. Everyone needs to leave immediately. And they're doing that cooperatively, and we're giving people a chance to move their stuff and not be arrested. If somebody chooses to be arrested, we'll facilitate that in a peaceful way if possible.
Eugene Police Lieutenant Doug Mozan walks through the camp. He's friendly but firm. Residents are packing their bags and dismantling tents. 16-year-old Alexis Edmondson is packed up to leave. She says the police arrival was a surprise.
And we were working on moving out, and we thought that we had more time, but then we don't.
Edmondson says the lot at the corner of East Broadway and Hilliard felt like a community.
Whoville was a home. It wasn't just a place for everyone to sleep. It was an actual home. A place where, honestly, I was so comfortable saying I lived there.
Edmondson says she's moving to a campsite nearby with friends. City of Eugene spokeswoman Jan Bowman acknowledges there are not enough shelter beds for Eugene's homeless population.
It's a big, complicated problem, and that's why we're working hard to try to resolve it. It's not something the City of Eugene has the resources or the ability to solve.
The city has approved 3 rest stops, temporary camps for homeless people. One is up and running, another is filling up. Homeless advocates say they thought the city would give them more time to get the third site going before Whoville was closed. People have been at the Whoville site since September. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.
Shame, shame, shame.
Do you want to help?
Shame on